Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about
comic books,
costumes,
facts,
boots,
and other stuff.
In this week's issue, Batman and Elmer Fudd.
Welcome into Bros, Foes, and Heroes. I'm Zach, joined as always by the marvelous man wonder, Mr. Mike.
Oof, it's a lot of pressure.
Oh, well, I'd give it to you every week.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You sometimes find ways to overcome it.
I missed you last week. I was in Colorado, I believe, or was I back from Colorado?
You were back from Colorado. We did
okay,
last week.
Okay, so we did last week, so I didn't miss you at all.
No.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, we talked about the Vanishing Man, and we
talked about the guy who saw
his future in Fame Magazine
for being normal.
Normal, yeah. You know, what I want to be known for. Today...
Hey, it could be worse.
That's true.
You know? I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, you could be less than normal.
Or you could be... infamous kind of thing, you know, like he killed a bunch of people.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
well, is infamous always a bad thing? I think there can be good infamous.
There can
right?
be good infamous, yes. Just like there can be good arguments. You know, I think those words have been kind of bastardized and used for fake things. By the way, I wanted to tell you last night. I told Rusty this earlier. I went to see Danzig.
Oh, really? How was that?
With three other big satanic bands before it, and one of them.
Wait, Danzig.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them was a satanic doo-wop band. Who I believe.
Oh, that was a ridiculous laugh.
I believe were lip syncing to everything.
Was that part of their shtick?
Nope.
Mm-mm. They just. Okay.
It was a woman singer, and she was belting out the 50s tunes, but they all included Burn Your Bible and, you know, Hail Satan and all of that kind of stuff.
I'm starting to wonder what things you go to, Mike.
I go to just about anything, honestly. Yeah, I'm not a big supporter of any of those bands. Yeah. I've never really liked Danzig. But my buddy Casey asked me if I wanted to go. I'm like, what the hell?
I mean, I might go see good old Glenn.
Now, it was at the Toyota Center.
Oh, in Houston?
No, there's one in Dallas.
Okay.
$45 to park.
Oof.
$45. But let me tell you a secret. If you ever go to park near the Toyota Center there, mm-hmm. there's a bunch of restaurants and different things. Like, I think there's a Margaritaville, RIP Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, yeah.
By the way. you pull up. This is the way things have changed. You pull up, and there's a QR code. So you have to scan the QR code to go into the garage.
Oh, you're about to sound like such a boomer. Go ahead.
Well, you scan the QR code to go into the garage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but luckily there was a guy sitting there, and he told me how to get around it. He goes, if you go into one of the restaurants, they'll validate for 3 hours. He said, but here's the secret. You go into the movie theater, they'll validate for 4 hours. And so I went around the corner and saw the Alamo Draft House. Excuse me. Alamo Draft House there. And you have to go upstairs to buy your tickets, which is weird. But I went upstairs. And they just have signs everywhere with the QR code to validate. So I just went, bleep, and then left and got it validated for 4 hours.
Nice.
So what the hell good is that?
I don't know.
Anyway. I guess it's just to get people to go in their stores or whatever.
Yeah, but still.
Anyway, the first thing I texted my wife when I got there is I said, Satan has gone corporate. because it was like there's ads for Coke playing on the thing and all this stuff, and yet there's like a big devil skull in the middle of the thing. You know, it's just ridiculous.
You've seen Silicon Valley, right?
Oh yeah, loved it.
It's a great show. Remember when Guilfoyle and his girlfriend, they go to their Satanist meeting, but they serve Chick-fil-A at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what can I say? These Jesus sandwiches are just delicious.
So delicious. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great show. Yeah, I was really sad when that went off.
I never saw the last season. Really? I tend to do that a lot.
Oh, you need
if
to go
I
back
know
and
it's
it.
The last season, I don't want things to end. So
you
I'm
need
like,
to go
I'll
back and watch
it
that. Yeah. Yeah. It's very good.
Oh, I love it. The Pied Piper. There's so many things. it has... To me, in my opinion, there's no better way or other way for me to say it. So it's a non-PG comment, but they have the greatest dick joke, I think, in any TV show ever. The Inside Out, when they're sitting there at TechCrunch, when he's like, you know, when he's trying to figure out how to rework the system, and they're figuring out how long it would take him. They're doing all the math.
Oh,
Yeah. I die laughing still.
It's really good. It's like prime Mike Judge.
Oh, yes.
It really is.
If you like, well, again, I'm trying to think of something of Mike Judge's that I haven't liked. It took me longer, and I think we've talked about this too. The older I got, the more I appreciated King of the Hill.
Yeah.
As a kid, like, I thought, oh, it's cool. But watching it now, I find it way more funny.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah. Well, same deal with Idiocracy. I wasn't a big fan at first, but now you rewatch it, you're like, holy shit, this is really funny.
I can watch Office Space all the time.
Oh, so. Office Space is one of my
Have you ever seen favorites. Extract? Extract's hilarious.
Extract's pretty good. Office Space is the reason I met my wife.
Really?
So she saw that my email address at the time was 37flare@gmail.com, right? And she was like, "Hey, I know what that means." When I first talked to her, and I was just like, "Okay, I'm sold."
Yeah,
you know?
Nice.
I mean, if she knows what that means, I'm
sold.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, such a great movie.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the bare minimum. Do you want to do the bare minimum?
Why should I change my name? He's the one who makes shitty music.
He calls him ass clown. Ass clown. You want some chicken flingers or some extreme nachos or extreme potato skins or whatever he says? Hey, Peter, come on in here.
But he's like, all right, we promise not to tell anybody. I won't tell anybody either. Who's that? Don't worry about it.
He's the other side of the wall. I had somebody the other day.
My favorite one. Sorry, what you're doing that is.
Go.
Hey, you ever had anybody tell you got a case on the Mondays? No, man. Tell somebody about that. You get your ass kicked.
My favorite part of that is the pregnant pause between the answer and the question.
Oh.
Like, you ever have anybody tell you, you know, you got a case of Mondays? And he's like, no. No, man. Something to get your ass kicked. It's so good. Diedrich Bader.
Oh, he is so great. He's the voice of Batman in the Harley Quinn
animated
series.
Yeah. Well, and I can't remember his name. The guy that comes to the door selling magazines. He was in all the 7-Up commercials.
Orlando Jones?
Yeah, he was in American Gods.
Yes. I forget. He's good in American
he's
Gods.
He's like, hello, my name is John. I was a crack addict, and now I sell magazines. It's so good.
You know what? Low-key, and this is, I mean, I'm sure other people know it too, but the music nerd in me too loves the fact that all the hip-hop used in it is Ghetto Boys.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Texas hip-hop. It's Ghetto Boys, but it's Texas hip hop in a movie, you know, written and directed by a Texas guy. It's I'm not proud about a lot of stuff from the state, but Office Space
is
a whole
Office Space is a good one. Yeah. Mike Judge is a good thing to be proud of. Yeah. He seems like a good guy and he writes some funny ass stuff.
All right. So speaking of,
here we go.
Great way for me to move on to what we're covering today.
Yeah.
At least for me, when I think of great writers, when it comes to comics, there's a lot of them.
Right.
But my personal favorite, and I know that a lot of he's not everybody's cup of tea, but for me, I just love what he does. And it's Tom King.
Okay.
Tom King had a run on Batman not too long ago.
Okay.
He has a fantastic run on Vision. His Mr. Miracle series, the 13 issues there, is the, I'm going to have to get just a little sappy for a minute, is the greatest piece of comic book work I have ever read.
Really?
And the first thing that I've had of like a piece of like a book or a piece of art, if you will, like resonate with me so much that I cried reading it.
Really?
So,
Wow.
Yeah. So,
That's fantastic.
So
you need to send me a link to that. I need to do that.
I'll just bring my copy up here for you one day.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd read it. Yeah,
but absolutely. So I love Tom King. Yeah. And I think he's a fantastic writer. And what we have today,
yes,
is something of his that's a little bit different.
Okay.
But I, too, still think it's great. It's when he was working with DC still. I think, I don't even know what he's doing right now. He still might be working with DC. But it's a Batman title. It's just a one-shot that we have here. And it is a DC Warner Brothers collaboration.
Okay.
Because what we're going to cover today, Mike, is Batman and Elmer Fudd.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. That's I assumed. Yeah.
Right?
Elmer Fudd. Yeah. That's perfect.
So,
jeez.
The cover is great. This is from 2017.
He's like realistic looking.
That's the thing. So they did it two ways. We'll cover two stories.
Okay.
The second story
look at that. It's a big cartoon.
Is more in the Warner Brothers style.
Yeah.
The first story is drawn realistically.
I love this one.
Yes.
The one on the inside cover is like, it's like the, it reminds me of like the cover of a Mad Magazine or Cracked or something like that.
Oh, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
But I love the way it looks. And so it's Batman and Elmer Fudd drawn in the more kind of like Looney Tunes way.
Yeah, sure.
The first cover is very kind of realistic with the shadow of Batman.
Yeah, it's weird.
And an Elmer Fudd kind of like sneaking up.
Elmer looks like a real guy.
Yeah. He's going to be a real guy.
The title of this is Pway for Me.
That's the thing.
That's fantastic.
Here's the thing that since I told you how I love Tom King and the way he writes this. It, to me, is just genius.
Yeah.
Because even we start the whole comic with just a narration from Elmer Fudd.
Sure.
And it is written like you would think.
Like Elmer Fudd speaks.
Yes. Sometimes the Wayne, W-A-I-N.
The Wayne.
Sometimes the Wayne comes down hard. Do you want me to read it like this?
Yes, please.
Okay. You forget you've been Dwy. It's D-W-Y.
D-W-Y.
I love, like, again.
Why?
The fact that he was just like, I'm going all in on this.
That's the only way you can do it,
exactly.
Right? Otherwise, it comes off as kitschy.
Exactly. Just everybody else before there's a lot of people who worked on this. But it's absolutely amazing to me. And we'll go ahead and get into it because we have a very interesting meeting between Elmer Fudd and Batman.
Very nice.
But so we find out that Elmer's kind of on some, I'll just read the narration. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the whole thing as Elmer.
No, please.
I try to see it out there in the past or in the future. Rainbows waiting. But it does say Wayne
Bows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going into Porky's. Porky's is a bar.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And the logo looks like the Looney
Porky
Tunes
the pig?
Logo.
It's Porky the Pig. Yeah, yeah. Like coming out of the thing at the end.
Yeah, exactly. But he's there to see something or to meet somebody. And it ends. And I love this on the first page. My name is Elmer Fudd. I'm hunting wabbits, is what it starts off with.
That's funny.
And you open it up, and we see a man sitting at the bar eating carrots.
Mm.
And it says, I watch him take his last carrot. He's calm, but he doesn't have a care. And Elmer, as he's standing there just sopping water from it raining outside, is standing at right kind of at the end of the bar, and we find out that the guy there is Bugs the Bunny.
Okay.
Right? So he's like a
mobster. Like a mob guy, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
But he is drawn with bigger front teeth.
Okay.
And he says, what's up, Doc? While he's there, as Elmer's just kind of sitting there. Also, things that I love, there's a sign for Porky's Bar here.
Yeah.
And it says, tonight at Porky's, WC and the Roadrunners is the band. Their specials are Hoss and Pfeffer, Banana Cream Pie, and Thuffer and Thuckatash.
Yeah, sure.
And then it says, don't settle for roast duck at the bottom.
Wonderful.
Like, it's to me.
That's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
That's great little.
Yeah. That's the thing is there's so many great.
Yeah.
So Elmer slides up to Bugs. And we're about to find out what the crux of our story is going to be about. And as he slides up to Bugs, he tells him, didn't expect to see you here. And he's like. Yeah, didn't expect to see you either. And he goes, think I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Wonderful.
Right?
Wonderful.
And then Elmer goes, you seem to take a lot of wrong turns at Albuquerque. And Bugs goes, well, have you ever been? And Elmer goes, nope. Bugs goes, yeah, me neither. Mm. Like, it's just a phrase kind of.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I just love the way they're doing it. Also, Porky is pouring carrot juice for Bugs.
And I see the Acme bottle behind him.
Yeah. But he has like he's
got like
drawn
a piggy
with
nose.
Kind of, he's kind of a human-esque version of what Porky would look like.
Yeah. He does look like Porky.
Elmer.
Little tiny ears.
That's the thing, is all of these human versions of them
yeah.
are human enough to where they don't look like ants, but they right. have certain features
right.
to make them. I want to make sure to go ahead and give, if I can find the... Lee Weeks was the artist on this, who does a great okay. job of doing that, where they don't look overly animalistic.
Yeah, it's a cool feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
It's a big-ass hat he's got on.
Oh, it is, but yeah. Elmer Fudd always had a
I got you,
hat.
Sure.
What we find out is that Elmer's there telling him, hey... All right, Bugs is asking, you know, you're here to kill me. And he's like, nope, it's a bar. I'm just here to drink. I have a drink. And Bugs goes, just have a drink? He goes, nah, and then kill you afterwards.
Oh,
like, man. Elmer's there on a mission.
Tough-ass Elmer.
Yeah, and we find out that, like, Bugs is asking, what if I told you that I didn't do it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, would that change? And he goes, well, did you not do it? And he's like, no, I did. But if I told you, would it change anything?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's like... No, not really. Just go ahead and finish up what you're doing. Like, I'm going to finish my drink, and then I can either do it here or we can do it in private. Like, Elmer's like,
yeah,
you're done.
Yeah, you're gone.
Sure. Bugs finally tells him, what if I told you something? Would it be, like, kind of an exchange of, like, hey, if I gave you information, maybe it's not worth my life.
Sure.
And Elmer's sitting there thinking about it, and while he's thinking about it, we kind of get a view of everything else going on in the bar. I'm sorry.
Do we know what Bugs has done?
We're about to
get to it. Okay, all right. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Getting a little ahead of the game.
Yeah, so I can tell you, essentially murder.
Okay.
So Bugs has murdered somebody, and we come to find out that it's somebody that Elmer Keller cared about a lot.
Oh, okay.
But we get a kind of back, or when you pan out and get just a bigger shot of the bar, and because it's silent as Elmer's thinking over this, and the sounds of the bar are just kind of filling in behind him, and we hear... So I say to her, honey, I thought I'd put it back, right? And he goes, and she moves in that way, you know what I mean? And so I just say, I did see a putty tat.
Yeah.
And it's just this guy sitting at a bar drinking.
Little bald dude.
Yeah. Just, I guess, you know. Then there's two guys playing cards. One of them says, I say, boy, don't rush me. I got a worse hand than a blind dentist working on an alligator. So that's a Froghorn Leghorn reference.
I say, boy.
The guy across from him. With his handlebar mustache.
Oh, yeah, that's Yosemite.
Exactly. Yeah. Better don't bet, varmint, but do it soon, or I'll blast your damn head off.
Wow.
We have this guy that's just making random
Taz.
Noises and punching.
Taz
he has Taz on his shirt.
Yeah.
Then this one was my favorite. It's a guy drinking by himself who kind of looks like he might be, you know, maybe doesn't have a place to stay, like he lives kind of in the bar.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard for me to read, but it's... Someday I will blow the whole world up with my Illumium Q36
it's
space
Marvin
modulator.
The Martian. Wow.
And he goes, that will surely improve the view. So having Marvin, like the guy
nuts.
Talking to himself,
he's nuts. Yeah.
All of it is
great.
Oh,
that's great.
There's even a guy here sitting next to Michigan J. Frog.
Oh, wow.
And he says, I get it. My client here looks like a frog, but I'm telling you, he sings like an angel, right? So he's like,
hello,
trying to
my
pitch
baby.
Him on.
Hello, my darling.
So then. This is where we get back to see what happened.
Sure.
So as he finishes the kid.
These are all like extreme close-ups on their face and stuff too, like very dramatic
they
stuff.
Are. And just the art to me. It was
the art's
great.
Yeah.
And so he tells him like, I did it. Yeah, I pulled the trigger, but somebody paid me to do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, if I get you that name, maybe it's worth my life. And he goes, what name? Well, Elmer says, what's the name?
Sure.
And Bugs is like, is it a trade? And Elmer just says, what's the name? And so they're kind of staring face to face. And he tells him.
Gotta hope it's Daffy.
Bruce Wayne.
Oh, Bruce Wayne. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then he thinks back to this girl that we see here, which I don't know how familiar you are with Batman comics. Is the name Silver St. Cloud familiar to
no,
you?
Not at all.
She is a Batman love interest.
Okay. All right.
So that is how we're going to connect the two of them is through the murder of Silver St. Cloud.
Yeah.
That bug says. He was paid to do by Bruce Wayne. He was paid to murder Silver St. Cloud by Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
So Elmer then decides to leave. I do love that as he leaves, he throws the last carrot bud kind of in the head.
Yep.
And he takes it and eats it. And he goes, hey, ain't I a stinker? It's how he ends. Like, there's just so many little.
Yeah, just little phrases. Yeah.
So Elmer decides to call his buddy and pose as a limousine driver because he knows a guy who still runs limousines. And there's a party going on at Wayne Manor.
Okay.
So he's going to pose as a limousine driver to be able to get in to see Bruce.
Sure.
This is where we get the backstory. We find out that Elmer was really in love with Silver St. Cloud here.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, tell me, he's like, I love you, Cloud. Tell me you feel the same. She's like, I can't lie to you. At once, I loved, you know, Bruce Wayne before, but I, you know, all of that. So Elmer's familiar with her having a history of some sort with Bruce Wayne.
Right.
So hearing this doesn't necessarily make him think anything's off because, yeah, it could be something that he did because she was in love with me is how he takes it, kind of. Well, Elmer shows up to Wayne Manor and Alfred.
You can really tell the difference. Like, now we're in Batman's world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because Alfred shows up at the door and then everything kind of looks fancy and everybody's in tuxes and stuff.
Yes, and there's a great line in here to kind of show you how Elmer is different from that or this all as it goes through. But Elmer shows up at Wayne Manor and Alfred answers and he just tells him, hey, one of my clients left their phone in the car. It's not going to look great for the service if we leave it. Can I go in and give it to him?
Sure.
And Alfred's like, yeah, of course. And he lets him in.
Right.
As he's going through, he's walking around looking for Bruce. He has this narration of, I didn't grow up in a fancy city. I grew up in the dirt of the country. You ate what you hunted. In duck season, you ate duck. In rabbit season, you ate rabbit.
Duck season,
you didn't find your way. You starved. So you learned to find your prey.
Yeah.
And that's when he finds him and he says, Bruce Wayne. And
Bruce he doesn't say around. Bruce Wayne. What does he say?
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
Sorry. And Bruce turns and goes, excuse me? And Elmer just says, this is for my whittle Cloud.
And he's pointing his
shotgun at
him. Double-barreled shotgun
just
at
like
him.
He would.
Yeah.
And he shoots Bruce Wayne.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? And it says, I left the dirt when there was nothing else to kill. Yeah. Despite our desperate for cash, desperate to eat, I found the only work I could do. Men paid me, and I hunted those men, what those men needed dead.
Ooh.
So essentially, we find out that in this world, Elmer has turned
he's
himself
like a hired killer.
Exactly, yeah. Which that's kind of an interesting way to look
sure.
at it.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
Granted, he's nowhere near as laughable here as he
yeah,
is in the cartoons.
I don't think, and not that they have to do this, but I don't think in any of the Warner Brothers cartoons they ever really give a back history of Elmer Fudd and why he's a hunter or anything.
No.
Yeah.
But so this is just an
or
interesting
thing. Or what he does when he's not hunting.
Exactly.
You never hear that.
So he leaves, he sprints out of there and gets in the limo to speed off as everybody is, you know, trying to figure out what happened.
Sure.
You know, Bruce is shot. And we see that Batman, obviously Bruce is not dead though.
Yeah.
Batman is trailing the limo.
That's a cool shot with
it
Batman
is a really
too.
Cool
it's
shot.
A really nice art. Like he's coming down from the clouds almost.
We see why, as Elmer has gotten back to his apartment, why he expects that, or why he went to go visit Bugs in the first place.
Okay.
It's because he had left to go do his last job before he was going to quit to just be with Silver St. Cloud. When he came back, there was no body, just a pool of blood and a carrot in the blood.
Okay.
He thought it was like a calling card.
Yeah, he thought it was Bugs.
Bugs has to know.
Sure.
That's why I went to go see Bugs.
Sure.
We then see a knock on Elmer's. We flash back to current where we are, and there's a knock on Elmer's door. He grabs his shotgun, and he walks out into the hallway to look around, to which there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's just an empty
hallway.
And then
in a great panel here.
That's wonderful.
It's Batman standing right behind him as Elmer's just holding the shotgun.
Well, he's standing right behind him in his own open door.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a great shot.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And then I love
it's almost like a horror movie.
It is.
Kind of thing, yeah.
I love the way they do this then because Elmer thinks, oh, okay, everything's fine. And he just puts the gun back over his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And Batman takes it as I have a moment, but Elmer knows something's up. And puts his hand on the butt of the gun to handle it and shoots behind him at Batman.
Wow.
So we get to see that Elmer Fudd, at least in this world, you can't
he's
pull
kind
one
of
over.
A badass,
him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he and Batman get to a massive
it's a huge
fight.
And he keeps shooting at him.
Yeah, and Batman, I mean, it's kind of like a tit for tat.
This
between
is
gonna the two
hurt you, Batman. If you get hit by that gun, that is gonna hurt you.
Yes. So what we then find is it's a massive kind of fight between the two. Each one
it's
gets
like a dozen panels where they're just fighting.
Each one gets punches in on each other to finally they're both kind of standing away from each other. And Elmer's trying to plead his case. And he's like, he deserved to die. You know, Bruce Wayne, he deserved to die.
Yeah.
And that's why Batman kind of stops. And he's like, no one deserves to die. And he's like, if you had known my darling Silver St. Cloud, then you'd seen what Bugs did to her. You would know some lives aren't worth keeping around.
But have we seen what Bugs actually did to her? We
no.
just saw a pool of blood, right?
Exactly.
And a carrot. Okay, all right.
And then that's when Batman's like, Silver St. Cloud, they have their Martha moment in a way.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
And he's like, what do you know? Like, he's now.
Yeah.
He grabs her because he hasn't seen her either. So he's like, what do you know? And he's like, I know she loved Bruce Wayne and he loved her. And when he found out that she was with me, he killed her. So I killed him. And that's when Batman kind of realizes, huh, something's not right then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do they decide to do? We get a retelling of our narration at the beginning because Batman and Elmer are going back to Porky's.
Wonderful.
So he goes, I tell him about Bugs. I tell him about Bugs, about his claims. He says Bruce Wayne survived my attack, and he knows Bruce Wayne didn't hire anyone. I don't trust him, but I don't trust that bunny either. So we agree to put our differences to the side and find the truth. And Elmer tells him, this is a hard place for hard men. They won't take kindly to your presence here. And Batman just says, good. And it says, my name is Elmer Fudd. He's Batman. And we're hunting wabbits.
Wow.
And it shows Batman kicking in the door to Porky's.
That's fantastic.
And before we get into the conclusion of this story, it's a perfect time to take a break.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after this.
Enjoy this boik.
To continue our Batman and Elmer Fudd adventures.
That was quite a trip.
It was.
Yeah.
Hope you didn't miss us. We weren't gone too long.
No, we weren't gone too long, but it was enough to get up a real good sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we ran around the building a couple times. It was great. Really enjoyed it.
Got my cardio in for the day.
Yeah.
Got
mine in for the year.
We're met with a panel of Batman and Elmer Fudd just walking into Porky's. And
that
everybody,
is a beautiful
it
panel.
It is turning to kind of just look
that
at them
gorgeous.
Of like, oh, the first person to come up and meet.
So much friggin' detail in that.
It
thing,
is.
You know, it's just so good.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
The first person to come up and meet them is Yosemite Sam.
Okay.
Who tells Batman, look, fella.
He's got two guns.
He does.
You know?
We got a no varmint policy here at Porky's.
Sure.
As far as I know, bats ain't nothing but varmint. And so Batman punches him in the face and goes, we're here for bugs.
He's got a point.
Yeah, and he
bats
just
bats are varmints.
And he puts them to the way and he goes, but if everybody wants to play, and then Elmer goes, we'll play with everyone.
Are those coffins? No, it's the light coming down.
Oh, yeah.
The way you were holding it, it looked like there were just three coffins lined
like,
up. I was
we've
like,
all
what the
got
fuck?
Them lined up for you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
But I just love if everyone wants to play, we'll play with everyone.
We'll play.
So Elmer's such a badass with here. And then we're stuck with more fighting as they go through and beat everyone up in the bar. But we do get more of the Easter eggs like before. Foghorn Leghorn tries to punch Batman, and it's I say.
Yeah, and then he's punched.
And Batman punches him and goes, yeah, what do you say?
Who's this guy?
Sylvester.
Oh.
We get a Thuffer and Thuck attach.
Oh, yeah.
Look after at Elmer Fudd, who just kind of hits him with the butt of his gun.
Yeah,
and he goes, yeah. Your thuffering, or your succotash definitely seems to be suffering. Batman punches Taz and just tells him to shut up, but Taz is just making noises. Yeah, exactly, he would.
Yeah.
Elmer tells Tweety, sorry, Tweety, I think you may have grabbed your wasp putty tap.
Is that the one he's got the gun in his mouth?
That's the Michigan J. Frog guy.
Okay, okay.
Who was promoting him. Yeah, Batman kind of just punches out Marvin, and he goes, don't worry, the cells at Arkham have a great view of Venus.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And then we get to Bugs is the last one left at the bar now.
Yeah.
And it's just Batman and Elmer as they walk up to him.
Bugs
goes,
is a lot skeezier looking than you would think.
He is.
You know?
And he goes, what's up, Docs?
Yeah.
As Batman just grabs him off the chair and pulls him, you know,
Bugs.
Off. And he goes, why did you do it? Why did you kill Silver St. Cloud? And then we see somebody pick up the carrot off the bar about to eat it and goes, that's easy. He did it because I asked him to do it. And it's revealed that Silver St. Cloud is still alive.
Dead. Yeah.
She's not alive. Yeah. She's not dead at all. And we find out they're all kind of like blown away by it. At least Batman and Elmer are.
She's
obviously
dressed like Carmen Sandiego.
She's dressed very much like Carmen Sandiego. And she just says, hi, boys, like a very
well, she's also holding that tiny carrot.
That carrot, like a, you know, like it's like Cruella DeVille kind of cigarette. But we find out then that she tells them, when I dated Bruce Wayne, I discovered that every night he became dangerous, is what she says.
Okay. So she knows?
She knows.
Okay. Yeah, no, so, is that in the comics also? Yes. That's like, okay.
Yes.
He lets that slip a little too often for my liking.
Well, for some, for some love interest. Yeah. Well, and then, I don't know.
So does Spider-Man, though, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
The movies, he certainly does.
In the movies.
He tells freaking everybody, so many people, that he has to go to Doctor Strange and have it erased.
That is, well, that's also because, though, Jake Gyllenhaal reveals it to everybody.
Right.
So it's not really him telling.
Right.
I mean, granted, he knew that. But still.
Shut up. Okay. It's freaking Spider-Man. Come on.
So, and she goes, so I left him because I didn't want danger.
Yeah.
Then I found, and she calls him, then I found my little fuddy-duddy.
Fuddy-duddy.
Safe, secure, until he told me he too was dangerous. Because we talked about him being a, you know, contract killer.
Yeah.
He goes, I wanted to leave. I didn't want you to follow. So I made nice with Bugs, and he helped me stage a little ruse.
There we go.
When Bugs asked me what to do if Fudd came after him, I told him to call me and send you after Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I figured the two of them had so much in common.
They did.
She goes, that they'd find something to do together. And Batman's just kind of like hurt by this in a way. Because obviously he's like,
sure.
And he goes, and now? And she just goes, now I leave and you stay. Mm-hmm. And she walks out the room. Wow. And it's all three of them just standing there at the bar.
Just like staring at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, okay.
Hate to see you go. Yeah, love to watch you leave.
Yeah. Well, she goes, all I want is her, and I watch her go, leaving us behind. And then we're met with the last panel, which I think is great. Or the last page, which I think is great for this.
Yeah.
And it said, why does every stowie have to end?
Stowie.
And then Bugs sits back up the bar, and Porky's been hiding underneath the bar. So he kind of like pops back up. And Bugs just says, carrot juice, Porky. Straight up.
Carrot juice.
And then Elmer walks up behind and goes, make that too. And he sits down beside him. And then we just hear, we see Batman's hand hold up three. And he goes, three. Hey. And he sits down beside him too. So all three of them are sitting at the bar.
Drinking carrot juice.
As Porky's going to cut out, run out of carrot juice or for them all. As Elmer's final kind of saying is, all I know is everything has a season. You just got to read the sign. Duck season, rabbit season. Then one day you wake up and realize the season is yours. Hmm. That's how he ends it. But the last couple panels there is everybody's drinking. He has the seven.
That's great.
Carrot juice. We're going to run out quick.
Quick,
yeah. And then he goes to pour it. And only a little bit comes out. And Porky's last quotes to finish
that's
it out.
That's all, folks. The only thing I didn't like about this is there was no Daffy. Daffy was always my favorite.
Daffy was always my favorite, too.
Because I love overconfident, stupid people. Yeah. That's my favorite character of all time. That was great, though.
It really is good. At the end, they have a little short.
Yeah, there's like a two different little
page,
comics.
Yeah. There's a shorter 8-page story in here. That is drawn very much like the Looney Tunes version. And this is also written by Tom King.
Yeah.
But Byron Vaughn does the art for this. And it's very much in the vein of what you would think watching a cartoon.
Yeah, because it's rabbit season.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
You see, Bugs' head.
Yeah, exactly. And Elmer shows up with his gun and just says, he tells him, what's up, Doc? I'm hunting rabbits.
Hunting rabbits.
So then he comes around. He's like, no. It's not rabbit season. It's bat season. And he's like, no, it's rabbit season. The sign says. So he looks around and he goes, don't you see all the bats? And there's nothing there. And he goes, hold on, wait a second. And Bugs runs into like the forest and comes back with the bats signal.
Because it's just sitting in the forest.
It's
Looney Tunes. Yeah.
And he turns on the bat signal and Batman shows up and just says,
justice. I like that.
To which Bugs says, bat season.
Yeah.
And Batman looks at him and goes, bat season. To which Elmer shoots Batman.
Shoots him right in the face like that.
And he goes, bat season. To which Batman goes, I see. Bat season?
Yeah.
But isn't it rabbit season? And he points back at the sign.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And so Elmer's doing the whole thing of where he turns to, And he's like, listen, Doc, if it was rabbit season, then you'd have just shot Batman for no reason. Do you want to be the guy who shoots Batman for no reason? Batman? Vengeance is the night Batman? That Batman? To which Elmer turns and looks at him and goes, bat season.
Shoots him in the face again. Yeah. And then I love the fact that Batman's the one that says, you realize this means war.
Yes. Yeah. Just like Gaff. And the thing is it's like it blows his cowl. Like it's very, you know, his cowl's back. He's got like the blackened face.
I love that.
Then he goes, I am the Dark Knight and I shall return. And he shoots off with his grapple.
Like a grappling gun.
And he comes back. This was my favorite part of this. He comes back with Calendar Man. And he goes, this is Calendar Man, master of the calendar. I took him from Arkham, and he will tell you what season it is.
That is pretty funny.
To which Calendar Man looks at Elmer Fudd and just takes off running away and goes, he freed me. The stupid fool freed me. I'm free. I'm free. And he just runs off into the forest. To which Elmer Fudd replies, bat season, and shoots Batman again.
Wow. Oh, poor man. Batman.
So then while they're arguing about it not being, he's like, all right, maybe it's bat season, but what does that matter? Because I'm not a bat, I'm Batman.
Right, he's a man.
And he's like, oh, you're right. And he goes, no, he can't be Batman because Bug shows up dressed as Batman. And then they get into the typical, I'm Batman, I'm Batman, I'm Batman, before he switches it to, you're Batman. No, you're Batman.
There was a McDonald's did crossovers with DC.
Batman in my office. Yeah,
those are great. You had like the little click on and off suits. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I remember those. But to which they have the, you're Batman. No, you're Batman. No, you're definitely Batman. Yeah. To which Elmer shoots Batman again then. So Bugs
Batman,
is constantly.
Batman gets shot in the face a lot.
Well, it's just like he is the Daffy in this.
It's like 8 times he got shot in the face.
Well, that's the thing is he's like, please, can we just talk?
Yeah, bat season.
And then he just says bat season. Boom. And every time Bug says it for the whole page, he just gets shot. And he's like, he is quite the stinker as he passes out. And then finally, he's like, all right. There has to be a way we can stop this. And Bugs leans into his ear and starts whispering, you know, the psh, psh, psh. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, that seems fair. And Batman just goes, boys, and yells it out, and all of a sudden Red Hood, Nightwing, two Robins pop up, and they just like Batman, like there to help.
Yeah.
And Bugs takes the pencil out with the rabbit season, marks out rabbit and spells season. Robin season.
That's great.
To which Elmer goes, Wobbin season, and Batman goes, Robin season, and Elmer chases them off.
Runs off shooting at all the Robins.
And Batman says, thank you. To return the favor, I'd love to introduce you to a friend of mine. And Bugs says, oh. And Batman goes, I think you'll hit it off. He reminds me of you, actually. He also likes jokes. And that's where it is.
Oh, wow. He's going to introduce him to the Joker.
Yep.
That's fantastic, man.
Yeah, so
this is really good.
I started reading it at first thinking we could have some fun with it, and then I just really liked all of it.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. Like, I remember liking the Archie and Predator thing, which they're just the goofiest crossovers, but this one was done really well, like in this noir style and stuff. It's really, really good. It fits Batman.
It does. It was a lot better than I thought it was of making Elmer Fudd a believable real-world badass in a way of all things.
Yeah. I liked it. So that was cool.
There you go. That's all we have for this week.
Very nice job, Zach. Thank you.
Batman and Elmer Fudd. As always, appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen. Make sure that you check out Rogue Media Network.
RogueMediaNetwork.com.
And the family of podcasts there. Great, great stuff to listen to. Mike, anything coming up that you would like to... I put you on the spot there. I'm sorry.
So no, not at all. We are developing some new shows. I think I mentioned a few of those to you. Mm-hmm. Might be one involving some cults. Might be a gumshoe type show. Different things. In the move, things have changed a little bit. We're going to start producing our shows a little differently and things like that to free up time around here. Because that is the one thing we have. I told people in Denver that we're out of collection mode and now we're in like development mode, mm-hmm. you know. So I want to make good shows, right? I don't need quantity of shows. I need good shows. So that's what we're that's so that means this one's over. No, I'm yeah, just, I'm yeah. just kidding.
So go ahead and mark down. We probably got like 4 or 5 left.
That's right. No, no, this is one of my shows, so I don't care. You know, and people can suck it. That's the way it goes. No, I think we've got good stuff coming though. Yeah, we've talked about a few.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah, we have. We've got some good things. Again, I didn't mean to put you on.
No,
spot,
not at all. Not at all. No.
But as always,
I've never spied for China.
As always, we want to. I'm not going to comment on that. So, we want to thank you guys for taking the time out to listen. And until next time, stay safe, everybody.
Got it, God.
Frozen, frozen heroes. Gonna tell you about pros and foes and heroes. Gonna tell you about.
This has been a Rogue Media podcast.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.